Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Aplik reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
In today's rapidly advancing digital world, screen time is no longer just a side issue. It's one of the most pressing parenting concerns of our day. From smartphones and tablets to laptops and smart TVs, screens are everywhere, and our children are surrounded by them from their earliest years. At Wisconsin Family Council, we believe it's not about rejecting technology, but about redeeming it. We're called to steward every aspect of life, including media and technology, with wisdom, restraint, and a clear commitment to our children's best interests. For Christian parents and grandparents, the responsibility is both practical and spiritual. How we handle screen time in our homes reflects our priorities, values, and understanding of God's design for human relationships and development. Recent studies, including those from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Pew Research Center, show that American children average between 4 to 7 hours of recreational screen time per day, with adolescents often exceeding that. In Wisconsin, families echo similar concerns. Parents express worry about their kids' constant exposure to video games, YouTube, social media, and even school-assigned devices that double as sources of distraction. Children are being overstimulated, under-exercised, and socially isolated, all while glued to a glowing screen. The issue is not just time. It's what screens are replacing. Real conversation, physical activity, creative play, chores, Bible reading, prayer, and even sleep. Screens crowd out what matters most. Scripture may not mention smartphones or tablets, but it speaks volumes about how we should live. In Ephesians 5, 15, and 16, Paul urges believers to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Applying this to our modern world means evaluating how much of our family's time is being lost to screens, and asking whether we're using that time to build strong, godly homes. Children are not equipped to self-regulate in this area. It's the God-given role of parents to guide and protect, not to surrender that duty to an algorithm or app. As Proverbs 22:6 reminds us, we're to train up a child in the way he should go, and that training includes how to use digital devices with discernment. While national pediatricians recommend time limits such as no screens under age 2 and no more than 1 hour a day for young children, we believe the greater need is intentional, value-driven engagement. From our perspective, good screen time practices begin with a few core principles. First, parents must lead the way. Parents should model moderation and regularly unplug. Second, screens are not babysitters. It's tempting, especially with young children, to hand them a phone to keep them quiet. But too much passive screen time rewires the brain for constant stimulation and short attention spans. Children thrive on interaction, play, and face-to-face conversation, not passive consumption. Third, create screen-free zones and times. Make mealtimes, bedrooms, and Sunday mornings screen-free, or declare whole days or weekends as unplugged. These boundaries promote family bonding, better sleep, and a healthy rhythm to the day. Next, know what your children are watching. Not all screen time is equal. Watching a Bible story together or video calling grandma is not the same as hours of video games or endless social media scrolling. Parents should preview content, use filters, and discuss what's being watched to encourage critical thinking and moral awareness. Finally, engage. Don't just enforce. Talk with your kids about why these rules exist. Help them understand the value of creativity, stillness, and time with God. We cannot ignore the link between screen time and the mental health crisis among today's young people. Studies consistently show increased screen time, especially on social media, correlates with rising rates of anxiety, depression, and loneliness. As parents and concerned citizens, we must respond with conviction and resolve. This issue is not easy. It's far simpler to hand a child a screen than to go outside with them or read a book together. But easy is not always right. We stand with families striving to make better choices, those who prioritize real connection over digital convenience, who raise kids rooted in faith and family, not pixels and platforms. Let's raise a generation that knows how to use technology without being used by it. Children who know the value of a quiet moment, a meaningful conversation, a shared laugh, and a life that reflects the goodness of God in every moment, on screen or off. The issue of screen time is not about technology, it's about stewardship. And faithful stewardship always begins at home. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Aplik reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Aplik, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.